Today's Amud is Beitzach of Beis and Aleph. We're holding on Chaf Aleph from a Beis by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So says the Mishnah, Shloisha Dvarim Rabbi Gamliel Machmer Kedivri Beis Shammai. Rabbi Gamliel had the following three chumras that he took on like Beis Shammai Shito. Number one is Ein Taimne Nesachamen Lechatchila B'Yamtiv. He held that you're not allowed to do Atmana on Yamtiv. We'll see what the case is when we get to the Gemara. Then Zaykfin as a Menorah b'Yamtiv. Also, you're not allowed to pick up a Menorah that fell on Yamtiv. Also, we'll see what the case is when we get to the Gemara. A candelabra, not a Menorah of Chanukah. A candelabra that falls, you're not allowed to pick it up. And number three is Vein Oifin Pitin Gritzen Ela Rikiken. That you're not allowed to make thick bread on Yamtiv. You're only allowed to make thin bread. There's less tircha. And again, we'll see in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Meimehen Shal Beis Abba, Lo Hayu Aifin Pisin Gritzen, Elo Rikiken. Now I remember my father his whole life, so they didn't bake thick bread, only thin bread. Amrulai, however the Talmidim said to him, okay, so that was your Chumra, Manasa Lebeis Avicha, Shayu Machmir and Alatzmai. So what, your father and his family, they were Machmir on themselves, Umekilim Lekol Yisrael, but still they were Mekol on everyone else, Leois Eifen, Pitin, Gritzen, Vichararin, in order that they could, that they held that it was Mutter, to make even these thicker breads, or chararim, bread on top of the coals, and involved more tircha. They were machmer on themselves, but lamaisa, they themselves still held it was mutter, and therefore they were matter to everyone else. So now, the Gemara is going to discuss each case. First, the first chumra. So we mentioned that Rav Gamliel was machmer not to do hatmana on yamtev. So hey chidami, what's the case? So the Gemara is assuming right now that we're doing hatmana on yamtev for Shabbos. So what's the case? If they put up an Erev Tavshilin, so why would Beis Shammai hold that there's a problem? What's wrong with doing Hatmana on Yom Tov for Shabbos if you have an Erev Tavshilin? And if there was no Erev Tavshilin that was put up, so it seems like from the Mishnah that this was a Chumrah that Rabbi Gamliel took on like Beis Shammai. It's Mashma that Beis Hillel holds its Mutter. If no Erev Tavshilin was made, so why would Beis Hillel say that it's Mutter to do Atmana on Yom Tov for Shabbos? So says the Gemara three terutzim. Terutz number one, Amar Avuna, V'aylam Eimelecha Shalai Haniyach Erev Tavshilin. Really, I'll tell you that the case is where a person did not make an Erev Tavshilin. So then what's the reason for Beis Hillel? It says that Rav Gamliel was machmir like Beis Shammai not to do Atmana. When there was no Erev Tavshilin that was made, so what? So L'chayra then Beis Hillel should agree that it's Aser. Why does Beis Hillel hold in such a case that you're allowed to do Atmana? Says the Gemara, U'kadei chayav sharu le'rabbanan. Says Rav Huna, because there's a heter, even without an Erev Tavshilin, that a person's still allowed to take care of his mamish, his basics, that you could take care of those things for Shabbos. Ravuna l'tamei, which is Ravuna l'shitasai, Dam Ravuna, Misha lo yanirch eruvei tavshilin. If a person did not set up an Erev Tavshilin on, for Yom Tov to cook for Shabbos, so still, Aifin lay pasachas, still they're allowed to bake for him, so one bread, umavashin like a deir achas, they could make one dish for him, umalikin lay a saner, they could light a candle, one candle for him, mishum rab yitzchak amru, aftsayin lay dag katan, they could roast for him, one little fish. I mean, these are considered the basics of a person's Shabbos needs, and that even if a person forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, so he's allowed to do these things. It's interesting, the Lashon of Rav Huna is always that they could bake for him, they could cook for him. Who's the they, who's the him? So it almost sounds like the person himself who didn't make the Erev Tavshilin is not allowed to cook and bake. But the Rashba brings from the Yushalmi, which is Mavur, that even the person who forgot, he's allowed to cook for himself also, and he's allowed to bake for himself. I saw the Rush in Siman Tazayin, so the Rush is explains that the reason why the Rav Huna said it in this Lashon, I hope no one gets upset at me for saying this over, but he says it in this Lashon because the person who forgot to make the Erev Tavshilin is the man. Now who cooks in the house is the women. So the women are the ones cooking. So that's why he said, Aifin Lai Pasachas, they could bake for him one bread and they could cook for him one kadera. It says it like that because usually, typically, it's not the man that's the one that's cooking and baking, it's usually the women, so that's just why, just in Pasha Psha, why the Gemara says, why Rav Huna said it in that Lashon. Says the Gemara, now Tani Nami Hachi, we have a braisa that says like Rav Huna as well, that Mishalai Aniach Eruvi Tavshilin, says the Tana, a person who did not make an Eruv Tavshilin, Ayfun Lai Pasachas, Taimun Lai Kadeir Achas, Likun Lai Asaner, and then the braisa adds, Umachamin Lai Kitain Echad, they could also heat up one cup of water, Vyesh Aimrim Afsalin Lai Dakatan, and also that they could roast for him a small fish. Mamish, you see the braisa, Mamish first like Rav Huna, so that's teretz number one. We asked, what's this case of Hatmana that Rabbi Gamliel was machmir like Beis Shammai and he did not allow the Hatmana on Yom Tov for Shabbos? We said it's the case where a person did not make an Eruv Tavshilin. And Rabbi Gamliel was machmir like Beis Shammai that if you don't have an Eruv Tavshilin, that you're not allowed to do Hatmana Bechlal. Whereas, according to Beis Hillel, the mamish, the basics that a person needs, which includes a little bit of Hatmana, a person's allowed to do on Yom Tov even without an Eruv Tavshilin. Afal Pike, Rabbi Gamliel was machmir. Rava Amar, Rava says a different teretz. Lailam Shaniach. Really, I'll tell you that the case is where he did put up an Eruv Tavshilin. If he did put up an Eruv Tavshilin, then we ask, then what's the Pshan in Beis Shammai? Why does Beis Shammai hold if you have an Eruv Tavshilin that you're not allowed to do Hatmana? And that Rav Gamliel was Machmer like Beis Shammai. Why does Beis Shammai hold that there's an Isra Hatmana if you made an Eruv Tavshilin? So says the Gemara, Rava says, Lailam Shaniach, Vishani Hatmana. Hatmana is different. Even though you're right, you put up an Eruv Tavshilin, and of course, even Beis Shammai would agree, you're allowed to cook and bake. Hatmana is asar. Hatmana is more chamer. Why? The mukha milsa the daita de shabsa kaavit. Because when it comes to cooking and baking, so it's not mukhach that you're cooking for Shabbos or baking for Shabbos. It could be you're doing it for Yom Tov. If you wanted food for Yom Tov, you'd also be cooking now or baking now. However, when it comes to Hatmana, so when's the Hatmana going to be effective for? It's going to be effective for Shabbos. It's not, so it's mukhach that you're doing it for Shabbos. So that Beis Shammai was machmer that you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov because it's mukhach that you're preparing for Shabbos. Eisvei frekta Gemara, is that really true? Eisvei Abaye asked on Rava, I'll prove it to you that Beis Shammai holds that if you have an Eruv Tavshilin, you're allowed to do Hatmana. Because Chananya Aimer, we've mentioned this before, Chananya said over, that the shita of Beis Shammai is that Beis Shammai Aimrim in Eifin Elam Kain Erev Bepas. You're not allowed to bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos unless you made pass for an Erev Tavshilin. Vein Mevashlin Elam Kain Erev Betavshil. You can't cook unless you have a Tavshil. Vein Taimnim Elam Kain Hayulei Chamin Tamunin Merev Yom Tov. And you can't do Atmana unless you had something that you were Matamin for the Erev Tavshilin before Yom Tov. But what do you see from here? Ha Hayulei Chamin Tamunin Mia Ovid. But you see at least if you have Chamin, if you have something hot that you insulated going into Yom Tov as the Erev, so then Beis Shammai says that you are allowed to rely on the Erev Tavshilin to do Atmana. Even though it's Mukhach, they are doing it for Shabbos. So therefore we slugged up Rava's Teretz. Rava wanted to say that we're talking about where you made an Erev Tavshilin. And Afal Pike, Beis Shammai holds, it's also to do Atmana, because Atmana is more Chomer. We see it's not true. Beis Shammai holds that if you have an Erev Tavshilin, you're allowed to do Atmana. Elam Abaye. Abaye says also a third teretz, second working teretz. Kegoin she'erev lezeh v'lo erev lezeh. The case of the Mishnah was where Rabbi Gamliel he made an erev with a tafshil with pas, but he never insulated anything. V'chananya he valiba de Beis Shammai. And therefore Chananya says according to Beis Shammai that if you didn't use something that was insulated for your erev, you're taka not allowed to do atmana for Shabbos on Yom Tov. Rabbi Sol holds its mutter. Once you have pass, for sure pass in a tafshil, so then that's good, then you're good to go. But Rabbi Gamliel was machmir like Beis Shammai, and he didn't do atmana, being that he didn't insulate anything for the Erev Tavshilin. The next chumrah that the Mishnah mentioned was Ve'ein Zayk Vanessa Menaira. That you're not allowed to, he was machmir not to stand up a candelabra that fell on Yom Tov. So says the Gemara, my kavod, what's the issue? What's the issue with picking it back up? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chinna Barbisna, Hacha b'meneira shechul yoisaskinan. We're talking about a meneira that it's made out of different pieces. Picking it up doesn't just mean standing it up, it means reconstructing it. The mechzi kebayne. Where even though it's just these pieces that come in and out, still it's mechzi kebayne, and therefore, Rav Gamliel was machmer like Beis Shammai that it's aser. Now why is this contingent on Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Because, says the Gemara, the Beis Shammai savri yesh binin v'keilem. It's a machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel if it's shayich b'ina and seiser when it comes to kelim, when it comes to vessels. So over here by the menorah, It's only according to Beis Shammai that it's mechzik abayna, because he holds yesh binyan v'stir bekelim. According to Beis Hillel, it would be mutter to put it back. So Rav Gamliel was machmer like Beis Shammai that he wouldn't stand it back up. Says the Gemara story now. Ula ikla lebei Rav Yehuda. Ula one time visited the house of Rav Yehuda, and it was Leil Yomtif. And come Shame, the Shamish of Ula got up, and Zakafla Lisharga, and he straightened the wick on the candle. He straightened the wick, and that made it that now it wouldn't go out as fast. It was in a position that it was going to burn out very quickly. He did it like this so that it would stay lit for longer. Eisvi Rabbi Yehuda Ula. So again, so this is Ula visiting Rabbi Yehuda's house, and Ula Shamish went and he adjusted the candle. So Rabbi Yehuda assumed if Ula Shamish was doing this, it must be Ula holds its mutter. So Rabbi Yehuda asked Ula, now, how could you say that such a thing is mutter? But we learned in a Braisa, Hanai Saint Shaman Biner Chayev Mishamavir. Let's say a person has a candle, an oil lit candle, fueled candle that's lit already, and you add oil into the cup. You add some oil into the cup, that's called an Issa Daraisa of Mavir. V'amistapek mimenu. And if a person has oil in a cup that's lit, with a wick in the middle and it's lit, and you take some of the oil out, so you don't extinguish the fire itself, but you just take some of the oil, but now the fire is going to go out quicker, or perhaps even at the moment you take out some of the oil, that itself makes the fire sort of dim a little bit, so you're chayev mishum mechabe. So you're chayev on that for because of the Isser of extinguishing. So if so, so Rabbi Yehuda asked Ula, how are you allowed to have your shamish adjust the candle? Adjusting candles, we see, just like adjusting the oil, making it stay lit for longer, or making it go out faster, that's all mavir and mechabe. So Amar Lei, so Ula responded back to Rabbi Yehuda, in a chanami, I'm asking to you that it's aser. Ah, the shamish did it. Lavadatai. I didn't realize that that's what he was doing. You shouldn't learn from the shamish that I hold its mutter. I taka agree with you. I told it's aser. My shamish did it without consulting with me. Says the Gemara now, Nu Alacha, Amar Rav, Kaniva Shari. You're allowed to trim a wick. If a person has a wick, at the top of it, it became very, like, charred up, so you're allowed to trim it on Yom Tif, that's gonna be Mutter. Nu Alacha, says the Gemara, Bai Minei Abba Bar Marsa Me Abaye. Abba Bar Marsa asked Abaye the following Shailon. Ma'ul Chaba, he says, Aner Bipnei Davar Acher. A person has a room, and he left the light on, he left the candle in his room on Yom Tif, is he allowed to take out the fire because of Davar Acher, which is just a nice lashon, it's a way of referring to Tashmish. So a person who wants to be with his wife, he's not allowed to have Tashmish with the lights on. So he wants to know, is he allowed to extinguish the fire, Lutzerich the Davar Acher? Is that considered enough of a Tzerich Yom Tif, especially over here, where it's not like extinguishing the fire is really being done with Tzarech Yom Tev. Extinguishing the fire is just creating a matziv that then Tashmish will be mutter. It's not like cooking, where you're cooking the food that's directly related to the Eichel Nefesh. Over here, it's not really directly related to the Eichel Nefesh, so to speak. It's extinguishing the fire so that he could then have Tashmish. So is that mutter on Yom Tev? So Amar Lai. So Abaye said back to Abba Bar Marto. He said, Efshir b'bayis acher. There's no need to extinguish it. It's just not necessary. Just go to a different room. Well, says the Gemara, that's very nice if you're fancy and you have such a big house. But ein lo bayis acher, my, what's the lacha person who doesn't have an extra room? So Abaye said back, okay, still not a problem. Efshir lasas lay mechitza. You can make a mechitza to separate yourself from the candle. Well, okay, says the Gemara, that's very nice if you have a candle. Ein lei lasis, if you have a mechitza. Ein lei lasis mechitza, mai. What's the lach of a person that doesn't have any extra bed sheets or whatever it is to make mechitza? So then what's the lach? So Abaye said, okay, still another etza. Afshel l'chapay salav esakli. Just take a big bowl and put it over the candle. Well, says Abba Marsa back, ain't like klimai. Okay, I get it. You have all these different etzas. What's the halacha if a person has no etzas? I want to know. Is it mutter to do the kivoy l'tzarech davar acher? So Amar Lei, so Abaye says to him, Aser, if you taka don't have any other etzas, then it's Aser. You're not allowed to do it. Yeah, I was giving you other etzas. If none of those are passable, so then you're not allowed to extinguish a fire l'tzarech davar acher. Eisvei asked the Gemara, is that really true? We learned that you're not allowed to extinguish a piece of wood that's on fire if you're doing it just to save the wood. That kivoy is not considered tzerich yomtiv, that you're not allowed to do. V'im bishvil shelo yashin habayis, but if you're doing it shelo yashin habayis, if you're doing it because the wood is on fire and it's causing a lot of smoke to go into your house, and now you're not going to be able to sit in your house for your suda, so then, ayakadera, or it's smoking up your food, so then that's all mutter. So you see, even though it's not mamish directly for Eichel Nefesh, and it's not such a tzairich, you see it is mutter. So if so, to extinguish the fire for the tzairich davar acher, mipnei davar acher, that should also be mutter. So Amar Lei, see, so said back, Abai said back, no, it's not a kasher from there. Ahi Rabbi Yehuda hi, ki kamina anol rabbanim. That price is going like Rabbi Yehuda, which we'll learn about later. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even machshiri Eichel Nefesh, doing malacha, for something which will then, it's a heksher to be able to have something. Letzarech Eichel Nefesh, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Machshirei Eichel Nefesh is mutter on Yantef. But the Rabbanan are chaylik, and I was telling you it's aser. That's going like, I meant according to the Rabbanan, who hold that Machshirei Eichel Nefesh is aser, so according to the Rabbanan, it's going to be aser to extinguish the fire. That price is like Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara Vayter, Boi minei Abaye mirabo. This time it was Abaye, that's Rabbo Ashaylo. Abai asked Rabbo, "Ma'u lechaba?" He says, "Adleika biyamtev." If a person has his house, Rachman Litzlan, is on fire, is he allowed to extinguish the? Is he allowed to extinguish the fire? So now, heichadika sakanas nefasha is like mibayli. Avada, if there are people sleeping or any sort of sakanas nefashis, so then of course he could take out the fire. That fila b'shabbes shari, even on Shabbos would be mutter to extinguish the fire in such a case. Ki kamibayli mishum ibad mamun. I'm asking because of ibad mamun, if there's just going to be a loss of money, my, what's the halacha? When it's a shtikol lav dafka, the Shita Mikubetzis explains that avada, just because a person is having a little bit of a loss, or even a lot of bit of a loss of money, that's not a heter to extinguish a fire. There's no heter to do malacha just because a person's gonna lose a lot of money. Rather, what it means over here is ibad mamun, is that the person's house is gonna go on fire, and then he's not gonna be able to have his sudas yomtif in the house. He's gonna be stuck outside on the streets. Maybe it's even gonna be raining. And so it's gonna take away from his simchas yomtif. So the Gemara Shaila is not Alts Hefsid Mammon, is he allowed to extinguish the fire? It's saying Alts Machshiri Eichel Nefesh. It's a somewhat of a Tzairich of Eichel Nefesh in order to extinguish this fire. So is it Mutter to do the Kivoy in order to Letzairich Eichel Nefesh, to have a house to eat in and to be in for Yom Tif? So Amar Le Aser. Lamaisa Rabba told Abaye that it's Aser. And Esve, this time Rabba was asked the kasha from the Braisa, that you're not allowed to extinguish the piece of wood that's on fire. If you're doing it just to have the piece of wood, but if you're doing it so that your house shouldn't be all smoky, or that your food shouldn't be smoky, so then it's mutter. So you see, even though it's not directly related to Eichel Nefesh, it's sort of indirect, it's not such a big tzairich, and afalpikin, we see that it's mutter to extinguish the fire for this. If so, so too, it should be mutter for ibad mamun, for a person to not have a house, to be in on Yom Tov, it should be mutter to extinguish the fire. So says Rabbi back, no, ahi Rabbi Yehuda hi, ki kamina anal rabbana. No, inachanami, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says the mechshiri eichel nefesh is mutter on Yom Tov. I was telling you, aser, that's a libid de rabbanan, who say that mechshiri eichel nefesh is aser. Bai minei Rav Ashi me'amemar. Rav Ashi asked the shaila from a meimar, "Mahu likchol asayim biyamtif? Is a person allowed to put this eye makeup on his eye on yamtif? It's either an issue of kaisev or maybe it's an issue of tzaveya. Is a person allowed to do that on yamtif? It's a letzarich refuah. It's a tzarich nef. It's a tzarich yamtif. He's doing a letzarich refuah. So is that allowed on yamtif to put on this eye makeup? So now says the Gemara, heichadika sakana. Any time that there's a sakana for the eye, kigain rira, ditza, dima, dimasa, v'kadchaso, utchilas uchla. Any person has any of these different sicknesses, and it's the beginning of the sickness. It's the tchilas uchla. That laimi bayli. That's not even a shayla, because that's mamish sakana. That filu b'shabbes shari. Even on Shabbos it would be mutter to do the malacha of kaisev or tzeveya in order to put in this eye makeup. That would be 100% mutter, and therefore for sure on Yom Tov that would be mutter as well. Ki kami bayli saif ochla. I'm asking a shaila now, what about if it's the end of the sickness? So the sickness really already went away. Upatzeiche eina, and it's really just improving his eyes. The Ra'ah explains this is like also like a hechsher, it's like machshir eichel nefesh. All this is going to do do now, the sickness really is basically gone. What this is going to do is that it's going to improve one's eyes, it's going to make him have more of an appetite, so that he'll be able to eat more and then fully recover. So it's really, it's all just like a hechsher. So my, what's the halacha? And Amar le'aser. And again, a Meimar said to Rav Ashi that this type of hechsher, this type of tzarich, is going to be aser. Esvei mechaben es habikas. And we asked again from this brisa that you're not allowed to extinguish the wood, but if it's to prevent it from smoking up your house or your kedero, then we say it's mutter. V'shanu le'kadashanin. And then we answered the same answer as before, that brisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that machshiri eichon nefesh an yamtif is mutter. And when a Meimar told Rav Ashi that it's aser to put on the eye makeup, that was going according to the Rabbanan, who say that machshiri eichon nefesh is aser. Says the Gemara now, a Meimar shari lemikchal eina minachri b'shabta. That a Meimar was matir, a person to put on this eye makeup, I guess even in the case where it's not sakana, he was matir even on Shabbos to have a guy put on the eye makeup. Now, ikad amri, a Meimar gufe, some say that it was even a Meimar himself that he even did this. He went to a guy for the guy to put on this eye makeup. Amar le Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said to a Meimar, Amar le Rav Ashi la Meimar, my daitach, why do you think that this is mutter, or perhaps even doing it yourself? Why do you think that it's mutter? Is it because da Amar ula breid ravilai kol tzarkei chayla aysen ayidei nachir b'shabbos? L'chayru, you're coming based off of that which ula breid ravilai said, that all tzarkei chayla you're allowed to do through a nachri on Shabbos, even a tzarech that's not a sakonis nefashis. Through a guy, you're allowed to do different tzarchei refuah on Shabbos. So l'chayru, that's where you're coming from, that's why you're matir, to have a guy put on this eye medicine. However, v'amar avamnuna, kol davar she'em by sakana, aymer l'nachri v'aisa, or first, and Rav Ashi continued tamimar, and he said, maybe you're also coming off of this memra, that Rav Hamnuna said a similar thing, that any time, even if there's no sakana, you're still allowed to tell a guy to do the refuah for you on Shabbos. However, said Rav Ashi to Rav Hamnuna, you can't rely on that, to tamimar, you can't rely on that to have the guy put on this eye makeup. Because hani mili, that which we say in these two memras, that it's mutter to have the guy do the refuah, that's hey, that's only if you're not doing anything to assist him. Of Almar, but you, when you go to put on the eye makeup, you're not just having him, you know, dab something on your arm. You're actually helping him. Because part of putting on the makeup, on the eye medication, is you have to close your eyes, and you have to open your eyes, so you're actively assisting him in the refuah. So that's going to be a problem. So Amar Le, a Meimar replied to Rav Ashi, that in a Chanami Iker Rav Zvid de Kai Kevasach, you should know Rav Zvid holds like you. He also holds that there's a problem, and there's a chilik between whether or not you're Misayeya, whether or not you're doing something to assist the guy, and he also held that if you're being Misayeya, so then you're not allowed to have the guy do the medication for you. Vishani Le, Misayeya in Bay Mamish, and I already answered him that I hold that the Misayeya is of no significance. I don't differentiate between Misayeya and not Misayeya. That doesn't have any significance, and I hold that there's no chiluk. It's mutter to have the guy do the medication, and even in the case where you're being Misayeya, like with this eye medication. Says the Gemara, a Meimar sharu lemikchal einim biyamtiv sheni shal Rosh Hashanah. A Meimar allowed a person, even himself, not through a guy, he allowed a person to put on this eye medication on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Being that yamtiv sheni is only midrabanan, so he was makel on the second day of Rosh Hashanah to put on this eye medication. Amar le Rav Ashi la Meimar, again Rav Ashi says to Meimar, questioning him, how are you allowed to do that? But Rava said that Mace Biyamtav Rishon Yisasku Bayamimit. We had this earlier, that if a person is nifter on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, so being that it's Daraisa, it's the first day, so you have Gayim take care of the Kfura. Biyamtav Sheni Yisasku Bayisro. However, it's Yom Tov Sheni Shul Rosh Hashanah, so then, even the Yidden are allowed to take care of the Kfura. V'afilu b'shnei yamim tayvim shal Rosh Hashanah. It's not just true about any Yom Tov Sheni, it's even true about the second day of Rosh Hashanah, where even though it's Kedusha Achas, afal pikein, it's only the Rabbanan the second day, and you're allowed to take care of the Kfura. Ma she'en kim v'beitza. But we said it's not like that by Beitza, meaning it was a special kula by a mace. We covered a mace, we gave a special kula. But when it comes to a beitza, beitza shenolda, when it comes to a beitza that's noilad on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, so it's going to be aser on the second day. We're not going to treat Rosh Hashanah's second day as being of any with any sort of leniency, even though it's only nisa derabanan. So you see that we don't typically treat the second day of Rosh Hashanah more leniently. If so, how could you allow a person to put on this eye medication on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? So Amar Lei, so Amimar said back to Rav Ashi, Ano Kenar Doi Svirli. It's because I hold like Nahar Doi. The Amri who said that Afba Beitza, that it's not true that we are makel about a Beitza on Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah. Demai Daitoch, Dilma Ma'abule Le'el, and because Nahar Doi Tainad, that why do you want to be Machmer on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Because maybe El is going to be Mo'uber, and really the second day of Rosh Hashanah is really the first day. Ha'amar Rav Chinna Bar Kahana, Mimais Ezef Eilech Le'ematzinu El Mo'uber. It never happened that El was actually ever made into a 30-day month. The second day of Rosh Hashanah is always known to actually be the second day, which is technically midaraisa, just a regular weekday, and it's only midrabanan, but melo we could give special kulas on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, just like we could give on any Yom Tov Sheni, and says a memer, I hold like Nahar Doi, that's why I was matir to put on this eye medication on the second day of Rosh Hashanah.